7. Reish Kof Tes Beis. So Machaber says, Haroa Chama Bitkufasa. If you see the sun in its time, in its proper time. So that means, in other words, as you're all familiar, that the sun is at the exact same place where it was at Bereishis. So, when is that? So the Machaber explains, Mechavches lechavches shana, every 28 years. Right, so how long ago? 2 years ago, 3 years ago, something like that. V'atkufa bitchila le'el dalad, and the tkufa. In other words, we know the year is divided up into tkufas. So there's a tkufa nisan, which I don't know, for a loose, maybe we call spring, I guess. So the fourth day of that tkufa, kishiro oso b'yom dalad, when you see it on that fourth day, so really, it begins at night, but during the day, baboker, you can't see the sun, it's a little difficult. So baboker, in the morning of that day of the Tkufas Nisan, every 28 years, Omer, the bracha is, brach osam asav reishis, obviously with Hashem's name, Malchus, and you know, again, we made it a couple years ago. Or whatever it was. Yeah. Whatever it was.
This holds by the assumption that the universe was created in Nisan and not in Tishrei.
Well, yeah, and also there's a whole discussion about is it really, we pass, Machaber passes every 28 years, but there's Ravada holds differently. And so therefore it's very interesting. Some Gedolim, see, again, we make this Bracha Tashem HaKlein Luxam Osem Asav Reishis. So I think Rav Moshe used to do it this way. He used to do it by the water. Because, again, the Machaber passes every 28 years, and everybody passes every 28 years, but, you know, there's another calculation. And so, therefore, you could say, no, some asabrachis over the water, and then you cover it anyways.
It's interesting, because we pass that the world was created in Tishrei, but
Hashem
had the thought.
The thought, right. So, well, you see. Okay, so anyways, be that as it may, no, it was in the thought was in Tishrei. Hayom Haros. Okay, we'll discuss later. Now here's next. Now again, there's a discussion about do women make the bracha? So a lot of poskim say no, don't make the bracha. Some say it's not right because it's not sneis. Because again, obviously, what you're doing is you have to go outside, right? So again, it's an interesting concept. Again, then there's a discussion, what happens if it's cloudy? Again, we don't appreciate that, as I mentioned very often. But what happens if it's cloudy, like in Poland or Russia, you know, it's always cloudy. Or in Seattle, right, or like around. So then what do? You know, it's once every 28 years, so you don't want to miss it. So how do you make a bracha if it's cloudy? You can't even see the sun. But be that as it may. And then, now look at this. And then the Machaber says, so too you would do this over the moon. Now again, we're not talking about Kish Levana here. We're what we did last night, Baruch Hashem, but rather a certain to that Dr. Cohen's not here. And the same thing with the stars, we'll get to that in a second. Mazalos be itam, and the mazalos, the constellations in their time. So what does all this mean? The Hainu, in other words, Keshetaxor Halavona Bitchilas Mazel Tle. So we know there's a different mazolas, different constellations. There's a Mazel Tle, right? Like a sheep. Bitchilas HaKodesh, at the beginning of the month, when it's in that constellation, so to speak. So then, Velotehe Nota Lohutsafim Velodharma, like Dr. Cohen was telling us a couple of things. And the moon is not tilted neither to the north or to the south. It's straight, so to speak. And also the same thing, not only to the moon, but also the five famous stars. So the Mishnah Berurah enumerates the five stars. Somebody does? Yeah. Shabtai, Tzedek, Ma'adim, Noga, and Kokov. Those five, when those specific five stars And Hashem litchilas mazal tle, also when they're in this mazal of tle, v'lo yaiteh lo l'tzafon v'lo darm, again, they're not to, as we know, they travel through the, again, it's too bad Dr. Kohn's here, he gave us a whole thing about this, like he did a couple nights ago. V'chein b'chol eis shi'ira mazal tle, ola miksavos ha-mizrach. So too, when the mazal tle is in the east, so then in its perfect form, so then you make bracha, what? Osamas v'reishis. Now, okay, so you're thinking, okay, I know the 28-year one, because we make it every 28 years. There's a big deal about it. But you never heard of this one. The reason is because the Mishnah Berurah test says that today we're not noheg to make these brachas over the moon at a certain point in its resolution, and also with these certain stars. Also, we're not noheg to even do it. So it's very interesting. The Aruch HaShulchan doesn't even mention the second part of the halacha about the moon and the stars and all that. It doesn't even mention it. There's not even a mention. Obviously, though, about Berach HaSachama, he does discuss. Okay, so I think we'll stop here for tonight. And Meretz Hashem, tomorrow night, we'll get into some more interesting brachas. Meretz Hashem. Okay.